السلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. سادة السيسر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is our program Islam and the Realities of Life, reaching you via the station from this mosque, Masjid al-Sahaba here in Kundi Al-Azul Estate, in Kano. Our topic today is going to focus its attention on what I call Mopcari, M-O-P-C-A-R-I. It has to do with seeking for knowledge. In this time of going to schools from nursery, primary, secondary, tertiary institutes, universities, one sage, you know, sage, S-A-G-E, sage, Hakim, has said, if really you want to have good knowledge, you must have mop carry. And I'm going to analyze and explain what these initials mean. But before then, one great scholar has said in Arabic, أَلَا لَا تَنَالُ الْعِلْمَ إِلَّا بِسِتَّةٍ فَأُنْبِيكَ أَنْ مَجْمُوئِهَا بِبَيَانِ ذَكَاءٍ وَحِرْسٍ وَافْتِقَارٍ وَبُلْغَةٍ وَإِرْشَادِ أُسْتَاذٍ وَطُولِ زَمَانِ. Knowledge cannot be achieved and is not achievable until six things are met. First and foremost, zaka. What is zaka? Brilliance. You have to be brilliant. You want to read Quran, you want to read hadith, physics, chemistry, political science, whatever. If you want to be a good student, there are six conditions that have to be made, that the scholar have mentioned. Zaka, brilliance. Wahirsun. What is hid? That is to say, determination. Waftiqarun, and the feeling you have the need to learn. I need to know. If the need is absent, you cannot learn. Zaka'un, wahirsun, waftiqarun, waghurba. What is ghurba? Departure. You leave your area of domicility to go to a different nation, different country. Because usually when you live in your area, there are a lot of societal influence to distract you. So they are saying ghurba is very important. Zaka'un wa hirsun wa iftiqarun wa ghurba wa irshadu ustabin. Guidance from the teacher. Wa tulu zaman, take long time and do it. That is from what the ulama have said. But the mubkari I'm going to tell you is a bit different. Somebody said in English, he said, if really you want to learn, there are what you call prerequisites for efficient learning. And most especially, I'm talking mostly to the youth, the students in our schools. I have been discussing this in many campuses in Nigerian universities, alhamdulillah, when I was there for some lectures. He said, if really you want to learn, there should be M, O, P, C, A, R, I, Mop, Kari. You know the initials. Just like your NEPA, N, E, P, A. That's P, C, N, for example. So Mop, Kari, M, motivation. O, organization. P, participation. C, cooperation. A, attention. R, readiness. I, intention. How many letters? M, O, P, C, R, I. They are prerequisites for efficient learning. First, M. He said, if really you want to learn, you have to be motivated. Motivation is very important in the learning processes. Motivation, how? Motivation is of two kinds. There is motivation internally and motivation externally, from within and from without, so to say. That is to say, if you really want to learn, you have to feel motivated. Oh, so I'm like this. I want to get my degree. I have been playing. Let me go and correct myself. That is, you become self-motivated. We call this, you are internally motivated. You have a kind of an internal mechanism that brought you to act. But external motivation, your father tells, hey, go to the school. Your principal, hey, read hard. You are being externally what? Motivated. So it is saying, if really you want to have efficient learning, you have to be motivated. We have many instances in this very case. Al-Imam Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayh, who died in the year 852 Hijra, that guru, that big man who led the whole world in Taraweeh prayer in Mecca at the age of 12. Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani. At the age of 12, he led the world in prayer in Taraweeh. He left, he went for Hajj from his area in Egypt, from Ashkelon. Asqalani means Ashkelon today is in Israel. But at the minor age, tender age, he didn't waste his time playing football. To go. وما أدراك ما to go. Wasting time, textbook, wasting time, reading James Hadley Chase, wasting time, growing your trouser down your bottom, you call it ass down, la ilaha illallah. Muslim children imitating kafirun. When Quran is saying, لا يتخذ المؤمنون, in Quran chapter 3 verse 28, لا يتخذ المكافرون أولياء من دون المؤمنين. لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس لله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا الله ويحذركم الله نفسه وإلى الله المصير. The believers should not take the unbelievers as friends. So Ibn Hajar at that tender age, so I am saying he was motivated. Motivation is very important in learning. That is prerequisite number one. That is M, motivation. You have to be motivated. Okay, so this boy is coming first in the classroom. I have to work hard. You have been motivated. So Yusuf had the Quran memorized. I want to be like him. You have been motivated. In learning, until and unless you have a motivating factor, you cannot learn. That is number one. Number two, organization. Any efficient learning has to be in an organized format. You cannot learn sporadically. That is why you go to the school, organized format. You are coming to the school for the first time, you cannot even enumerate A, B, C, D. You are jumping to big vocabularies. You are disorganized. You don't know A, B, C, D. You want to talk about inexactitude. This is a job breaker for you. I mean, you have to take learning in processes. According to Al-Imam Ibn Abd al-Barr, he says, rahmatullahi alayhi, إِنَّ لِلْعِلْمِ دَرَجَاتٍ وَمَنَاقِلَ وَرُتَبَ مَنْ تَعَدَّاهَا جُمْلَةً ضَلَّ وَمَنْ تَعَدَّ طَرِيقَ السَّلَفِهَا ذَلَّ. Seeking for knowledge has processes, has stages. If you just jump them, you go astray. If you refuse to obey the manner of the Salaf al-Salih, you will be left in the wilderness. All organization. M-O-P. P, participation. That is later number three, the third one. Prerequisite for efficient learning. That is, any learning process has to be participatory. You cannot learn in isolation. That is why you come to the classroom, you join fellow students to learn. You cannot say, well, I am a king, I am a prince, I have to learn alone. You cannot learn alone. It is very important to participate in clan, in class learning. It's very important. When you learn in a congregation, you have the chances of benefiting from your classmates, isn't it? Your colleagues. They too benefit from you. So the Quran says in Quran chapter verse 2, 5-2, it says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another in doing what is good. So you can see the importance of participation. You have to participate in any learning processes. That is M, motivation. O, organization. P, participation. I am not saying you cannot learn alone, but the quality, the efficiency, the sufficiency of learning definitely leaves much to be desired. Because man is a social animal, as they say. You need to socialize. You have the process of socialization. How do you get to me? M, motivation, O, organization, P, participation, then C, cooperation. But the teacher has to, you have to seek the cooperation of your teacher. Otherwise, learning cannot take place. Now, lecturers are on a strike, or maybe they're to start. Why? You may ask yourself. The point is, if they go on striking, the learning is stricken out as well, learning process. But if they cooperate with you, by looking at your situation, and the government also looks at the situation they're talking about, which is important, and the students are ready to come, so you have cooperation. The learning process becomes efficient. The government should not say, no, I don't care. No. The lecturers as well should not say, okay, we don't care. No. The demand should be genuine, not narrow-mindedness. All hands must be on deck to save the educational sector. The government must do what is important, not just to be taking priority out of education. If you leave education to decay, you are doing a great disservice to the nation. The point is, there should be seek cooperation. I have spoken in a wider perspective, but to tie it down to the area of our discussion, in the classroom, if the teacher doesn't cooperate with you by refusing to teach, how can you learn? If he has taught you, you too should reciprocate the gesture. You should listen to him attentively, do your work. So he is teaching you, you are responding. In this case, there is a kind of what? Do me, I do you. Okay? So cooperation is very important according to this formula. M, motivation, or organization, P, participation, C, cooperation. That is MOP A, MOP KA A, A, attention. Even if all these conditions have been met, there is motivation, organization, participation, cooperation, but attention. Any student in any classroom, if he is not attentive, he cannot learn. And attention is of two kinds. There is what we call mental and physical attention. For you to understand, for you to listen, for you to benefit. Okay, if you are watching this program right now, maybe you are in the front of your screen physically. You're watching me, you're watching the screen, physically you are there. You can benefit only if mentally you're also here. But if you're in the presence of the screen, but mentally you're in Abuja, thinking of traveling tomorrow, you cannot lie because you have diverted your attention. That is why attention is two-way traffic. You have to be attentive physically as well as what? Mentally. Even in the prayer, Allah says in Quran chapter 23 verse 1 to 2, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The believers are indeed successful. They are triumphant. Who are they? He says, those who are remorseful in their prayer. How can you be there? If you are in the mosque physically, وَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ When he says malaika, your attention was somewhere. He said, hey, Malam, what did you say? No, I'm trying to ask you what kind of elongation, what kind of madda, what kind of drawl here? What? You have to be attentive physically as well as what? Mentally. Even in the prayer, Allah says in Quran chapter 23 verse 1 to 2, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِئُونَ The believers are indeed successful. They are triumphant. Who are they? He says, those who are remorseful in their prayer. How can you be there? If you are in the mosque physically, but mentally somewhere. That is why it is forbidden to leave your handset on in the mosque. But today it is surprising. The imam is reading the Quran and people are being called. You hear music, as they are RP, ringing tone. You say, oh, I have forgotten. But they have not been forgotten in courtrooms. As soon as people enter courtroom, you dare not do it. But the mosque is the house of Allah. Allah, Ghafur Rahim. Naam, Ghafur Rahim. So you play here, you forget. But in the courtroom, you don't forget.